probably know most of the data that we have on alcohol and risk of injury come from emergency room studies, because that's where we find injured people. And they're, of course, less common in the general population. However, we really don't know how representative emergency room data are of the general population. So the purpose then of this study is to examine the association of reporting an injury during the last year with daily volume of consumption and frequency of higher consumption times in the U.S. adult general population, and we used a risk function analysis. The data, as I said, were from the Alcohol Research Group 2005 National Alcohol Survey. This was a random digit dial computer-assisted telephone survey. With interviews in all 50 states. We oversampled blacks and Hispanics, and we also oversampled in the 13 low population states. We had a 56 completion rate, which is considered respectable for these telephone caddy surveys, and we had an N of 6,919 respondents. The variables that we analyzed, we looked at injury during the last year in three groups, and these are nested groups. We looked at people who had any injury. We looked separately at people with a treated injury and then those with an emergency room treated injury. One would expect those who reported an injury during the last year for which they obtained emergency room treatment to be more like those people that we find in our samples in emergency room studies. And so this was one thing that I wanted to look at. So the treated group includes those with an emergency room treated injury, and any injury includes both treated injury and ER treated injury. We looked at average daily volume of consumption in relation to mean number of drinks per day. And these data were obtained using a graduated frequency series of questions where we asked the frequency of drinking, for example, 12 or more drinks, and 7 to 11, 5 to 7, 3 to 4, 2, and 1. And then we found the frequency that these various amounts were consumed from daily to not in the last year. And then we were able to calculate a mean number of drinks per day from that measure. We also, from that measure, were able to look at the frequency of higher blood alcohol levels, and we define that as a number of days that five or more drinks were consumed. So this just shows the midpoint for the average volume, daily volume categories. The top says average volume for those with any injury. That's not true. It's average volume for the entire sample of 6,919 people. As you can see, most of them were at the very lowest level. These include abstainers as well as those who were drinkers, but averaged a very low daily volume. The same with this slide. It's for the entire sample and not for those with injuries only. And again, we included abstainers and those who never reported 5-plus days in the lowest category. This shows the three nested treatment type categories. As you can see, about 17% of the entire sample did report an injury during the last year, and of those who reported an injury, 82% reported that the injury was treated in some fashion, and of those, about a third reported that they went to the emergency room for treatment. As you can see, interestingly, there's really no significant demographic differences across the three injury treatment categories. Okay, so here is a first of four of these graphs. And can someone tell me how you use this to point? Is there like a built-in little arrow thing or something that no one knows? Yeah. On the surface to do it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, actually, thank you. Okay, so here you can see We're looking at the top line is any injury, the next line is treated injury, and then the bottom is an injury that's treated in the emergency room. You can see there's a very different pattern for ER-treated injuries compared to the other two injury treatment types, with the other two treatment types peaking right here at about half a drink per day, falling and then coming back up again at about 2.5 drinks per day and just sort of stabilizing. Whereas for injuries treated in the emergency room, the risk peaked at an average of four drinks per day, and these are the data for men. For women, you see a different pattern. All three of the injury treatment types actually risk continues to increase till after average of seven drinks per day, which was this is a midpoint for that category, if you recall. Then in terms of five plus drinks, again, you see a different pattern. For men, for injuries that were not treated in the ER, there seems to be a peak of about 1 5 plus days in the last year, again falling off and then going up again to 24 such days, and then again sort of leveling off and falling a bit. Whereas for ER-treated injuries, it sort of peaks here, falls slightly, but then it really peaks at 78 such days, and then sort of is flat for the rest of the number of 5-plus days. And again, for women, you see a different pattern with the non-ER-treated injuries actually the risk climbing to 275 plus days, and for ER-treated injuries, risk climbs to 78 5 plus days, and then the line is flat. So then, in summary, for men, the risk of reporting an ER-treated injury increased to an average of 4 drinks per day, while the risk of reporting a non-ER-treated injury or an untreated injury peaked at half a drink and then also went up again to 2.5 drinks per day. For women, the risk in all three treatment type categories increased to an average of 8 drinks per day. And then for 5 plus days, again, we see a different pattern. For men, the risk of reporting an ER-treated injury increased to 78 5 plus days in the last year, while the risk of reporting a non-ER-treated injury or an untreated injury increased, actually peaked at one such day and then increased again to 24 5 plus days. And for women, the risk of reporting an ER-treated injury increased to 78 5 plus days in the last year, and the risk of reporting a non-ER-treated injury increased to 275 plus days. So it seems that there's a stronger association of increased levels of drinking, both average daily volume and higher consumption times, for an ER-treated injury compared to other injuries for men, but not for women. Shouldn't say than there. It's, this is a sound for men, but not for women. For women, there seems to be a stronger dose-response relationship compared to men. For average daily volume, in relation to average daily volume for all three injury treatment types, and then in relation to 5-plus days for the non-ER-treated and untreated injuries. And this may be having to do with some kind of tolerance, more likely among males and females, and so you have less of a dose-response relationship. There are some sort of things to consider. Severity of injury. Certainly one would expect those injuries treated in emergency rooms to be more severe than other injuries. Doing a general population survey, one might expect that people in the general population would be more likely to remember a more serious injury than other injuries, especially for those for which no treatment was obtained. And also in terms of differential recall of injury by level of severity, if one is better able to recall a more severe injury, one might also be better able to remember whether or not one had been drinking prior to that injury, although here we're looking at just general quantity and frequency in terms of average daily volume in 5-plus days. So from that standpoint, one wouldn't expect a differential recall to probably affect the usual amount of drinking, but it could affect drinking prior to the event. And then finally, in terms of type of injury, as you all know, that alcohol is differentially involved depending on the type of injury, with a risk for certain kinds of injuries probably being greater than risk for other kinds of injuries. And of course, in these analyses, because of the small numbers, we were not able to really look at type of injury. So then in conclusion, it seems that injury treatment type is related to risk of injury, and gender is too. And the data suggests that the association of volume and high maximum days is different for injuries treated in the ER compared to other injuries. And the data on the association of alcohol and injuries then based on ER studies may not be representative of all injuries. And I think this is important to take into account when one is deriving estimates of the risk of injury related to alcohol and alcohol attributable fractions when one is just using emergency room data. So, thank you.